Hey, what's up, everyone? It is Adam, episode number 3 of Lunchy's Lunch Hour. Yes, my name is Adam, or some people call me Lunchy, or at least just friends do. People that are not my friends, they just call me Lunchy. Be kind of weird, but you can call me whatever you may please, and this is my podcast. And if you have never heard it before, I am a basically documenting my life as a almost 40-year-old and kind of looking back on things, doing some self-reflection, and who knows, maybe the occasional existential crisis. So welcome to the show. If this is your first one, glad to have you. And we kind of just kind of talk about what's been going on in my week, which is nothing special. So it's like, why do you need a podcast for that? Well, sometimes it's just easier to speak and to have a audio diary, I guess you might say, of what's been going on, what I've been thinking about lately, instead of doing the 1999 version of blogging, live journal. I think it still exists, but and the sad thing is you could probably find some of my live journals when I was like 15, 16 year old. Thank God the old Zynga no longer exists, because if that still existed and you could find that and read what I used to write on Zynga, that's a part of my life that, it's not the most flattering. But what you can find, I know, is all of my old poetry. Yes, I actually went to school as a creative writer, and took poetry classes. And I felt like, hey, I should, write poetry for the online environment. And man, if you want to go back and read some of that, it makes you feel like when you're back in your 18 to 24 year old days and you just felt like you knew the entire world, and oh, it was so sad. And you thought you were so creative and deep and introspective, and every girl would want to just pick your brain. And as you get older and you look back, and this was before the term of cringe was a thing, and you would see that and you go, yep, the cringe was always there. We just didn't know what to call it. And, it's something to behold, but I will not, put that out there for anyone to go read. I'm sure if, fine sleuths can find it. It would be tough. I will say that. But, this is episode number 3. And you know, the thing I wanted to kick off the show with this week, was realizing yesterday as I was speaking to my wife that it is officially my last week of my 30s. I will be turning 40 in just 5 short days, and it hasn't really sunk in. I haven't really thought about it too much. I mean, obviously I know that my 40th birthday is coming up, but I haven't really kind of like taken the time to just think back on certain things. Every day on my phone I get the time hop that's installed, where I get to look back on pictures from, 10 years ago or whatever. And there was a photo yesterday of my wife and my friend Josh, who used to hang out all the time. But Josh has moved on to Los Angeles to become a comedian. So only get to see him maybe once a year, maybe once every 2 years. And so you kind of lose those connections. And I was speaking to my boss yesterday about, trying to stay involved with people. But as you grow older, those connections, as we all know, start to kind of drift away. Not necessarily the friendship dies, but everyone goes through stages, and whether people move away, your relationship just kind of goes through these stages of where you might hang out with each other constantly every single day, or at least once a week. But then as you get older, relationships change, whether they get a new spouse, or they move away, they get a new job, they get a new friend group, whatever it may be. And you kind of go back and you miss some of that, right? You wish that everything stays the same, but then you think about the constant of change, and there's something beautiful about that as well. You kind of reminisce about the good times, and you kind of like, man, I wish that person was still a part of my life. And that's not always going to be the way it works. They might still be in your life in some form or fashion, but it's never going to be the same it was, especially when we were all younger and we had a lot more time on our hands. We didn't have all the obligations that we necessarily have today. And sometimes that's tough to reconcile with, how we can look back on the past and romanticize something that was just normal back then, but now, since it's no longer exists, it's one of those things that you wish could become the new normal. And you kind of neglect what's right there in front of you. I mean, just 10 years ago, I mean, I made a lot less money than I do now. I didn't have a house back then. I was driving a car that was not a good car, that was not a reliable car. But, you know, at the time, it's just, you know, that's the way it was. And if you look back 10 years before that, you know, I was making, what was it? Probably $1,000 a month, if that, and living on that. And somehow I made it work. And I look back on it going, how did I even afford doing anything? I mean, I was leeching my Wi-Fi off my neighbor's house or the neighbor's apartment, you know, and doing things like that where I was ripping DVDs off of Netflix, where I would rent them and then burn all of them so I would have something to watch because I didn't have cable TV, you know. And so you would find ways that you would, you know, make things work when you didn't have the money or the access to do those things. And you look back on them with fondness. But when you really think about it, you're like, man, that sucked not having a dollar to my name. But yet it's something that no longer exists. And like I said, that's always hard to reconcile with. And it's hard to kind of move on from that. And it's crazy because there's this quote that actually my old boss's son, who is, I think he's probably now he's maybe a junior at Vanderbilt, but he wrote something when he was just a freshman. And I know that there's a quote that's similar to this that he probably picked this up from, but what he said resonated with me so much. Like I never, you know, you never want to admit when an 18-year-old says something so profound that it sticks with you. 'Cause you're like, wait a minute. I'm, you know, at the time I was in my late 30s or mid 30s and going, wait a minute, this person should not be saying this profound things because it makes you feel lesser than, right? Like how can this person say something so great? And they're so young. But what he said was maybe it's, and this was more about, I think someone had passed away or, you know, there was a death in the family, maybe, but take away the word death and just say almost like the past, right? And this quote really resonated with me, and it came up my time hop today, actually. And it said, maybe it's that death serves to underline life, to punctuate it, that things only matter because they end. For this, I am thankful. And let me say it one more time. Maybe it's that death serves to underline life, to punctuate it, that things only matter because they end. For this, I am thankful. And you think about it. And when I heard that for the first time, I had to screenshot it and copy it because it really resonated with what I was thinking of. You know, I'm a person that loves Christmas, right? I look forward to Christmas every single year and I get instantly depressed on December the 26th, because it's like all that build up and then it's over, you know, not a new concept at all, but there's so much excitement. There's so much preparation. There's, you know, I start basically living the Christmas life, you know, October 31st ends, November 1st, it's Christmas season. I still love Thanksgiving, but that's when the decorations go up. That's when the movies get turned on, the music starts, all that kind of stuff, just for that anticipation for that one day that you don't really get to spend with everybody, but it's like the culmination of the entire year coming together for Christmas Day. And I thought about it and just like, why can't you have Christmas all year round? You know, I've thought about putting I would love to have a room in my house that's decorating Christmas 24/7. If you ever wanted to stop in and watch a Christmas movie, it's on. If you want to sit next to the Christmas tree and read a book, it's right there. And then you wonder if you did that. It's kind of like what was it? There's Mickey's Christmas Carol. There's the cartoon where Huey, Dewey, and Louie are staying with I think they're with their uncle Donald, you know, Donald Duck, and they wish it was Christmas every day forever. And then they have that and they relive the same day over and over again. And then it becomes just another day. And you think about the relationships in your life. And if you had those people in your life every single day and they never move on or whatever, And there's always going to be that maybe that one or two people that do you stick with and they have that lifelong relationship, which is amazing. But there's those few that were a part of your life for, you know, a couple of years, maybe a couple of months or maybe even 10 years. But then they move on and sometimes you miss that, right? You miss what it could have been or what it was for that moment. But then you look at it from where it's at now, how they've moved on, but they're still a part of your life in some form or fashion. And that quote really resonated with me because it's like, yeah, maybe that's the reason it's so special, because they're for a finite amount of time. If that person or that moment was every single day and it was never not there, would you really be able to appreciate it? But now that it's passed, you can go, man, I'm so thankful I had that person. I had that moment. I had that time of my life that I can look back on and really appreciate it. And so that's kind of what I've been trying to do recently, is think about, I think I might've mentioned this in episode number two, but really kind of like be in the moment and live in this thing and even this monotony of daily life at times, and just go, you know what? This is not bad. You know, there are a lot of things in life to focus on of the negatives, but man, the little things that we can do, me getting here to sit here and talk to myself in my room, on my lunch break and, you know, do something like this is pretty special. And that's what I hope for anyone who's listening to this, even if it's me listening back to it 5 years from now or 10 years from now, really appreciate these moments because they're fleeting, right? They could be gone tomorrow. And like I said, that's not a new concept. That's nothing new that you've never heard before. Nothing that I've never heard before, but sometimes we forget that. There's people in our lives that are going through a lot of tough times, a lot of issues that some of us can't even fathom. And they're choosing to enjoy life as best they can in the moment they're in, because that might be the last moment they have. It sounds like a Tim McGraw song or whoever that country artist, I think it was Tim McGraw, live like you're dying. But I think it's something that we always need to reiterate to ourselves, that some of the most beautiful things in life are so great because they're fleeting. And, you know, this is my last week of being a 30-year-old person. In just 5 short days, I will be 40. And, you know, it was always looked at as when you turn 10, hey, you're almost a teenager. That was a big deal. And then when you're 20, hey, man, you're now becoming an adult. You're living out on your own. You're almost able to drink alcohol for the first time, or at least, you know, drink it legally. Then you get to your 30s, and that's where it's like, oh, now I'm officially an adult. There's no way people should be calling me a young kid, or you're just a pup, or all those things. No, I am 30, by God. It's what, you know, I am an adult, you know, show me some respect. But then you realize, okay, no, now 40, that's when it's like, okay, now my life is hopefully maybe not fully together, but at least there's a trajectory. Like, okay, I can see, that I'm all in now, right? This is, I am getting to where I can see not to say the plateau, because that sounds like, oh, I've reached the pinnacle, but you're able to, you're not seeing so many ups and down waves. Not saying those things don't come, but at least you have a little bit more of a foundation in your life, hopefully. And there's something magical about that, but there's also something, you know, sad about it as well, because, you know, every day I'm reminded my childhood is not there anymore, you know, whether it be physical elements or the way when you're around younger people. We were at, I'll talk about this here in a little bit, but we were in St. Louis this past week, and we were at this restaurant surrounded by, we were sitting next to these, maybe like, they had to be maybe anywhere from 18 to 23 years old at max. And my wife and I were just sitting there listening to them, and you hear, you know, the way they speak and some of their terminology they use, their slang or their lingo that, is totally, you know, I'm no longer cool. And I can admit that, you know, when they say words like, you know, on God, no cap, I'm like, what does this mean? You know? And it's like, you start to feel like your parents, right? Like, oh man, I remember 20 years ago when my parents looked at me with When I would dye my hair a different color, I would wear a shirt with skulls on it or something that had, you know, like the F word on it, and freak my parents out with my piercings, tattoos, whatever. And I'm going, oh, wow, these kids, you know, these young adults, they're saying stuff that I have no idea what they're saying. And I, you know, it's officially passed me by because, you know, the world's for the young, right? And it's humbling. And, you know, there's that reminder every single day that, yeah, you're not this age anymore. And you're like, oh, if I could just grasp it back. And you see all these things on TV, or you see these people on the internet that are injecting themselves with their son's DNA or whatever it is to maintain their youthful look. And it's just like, what are you doing, bro? There's like, you can't do this. So you're always searching for the fountain of youth, when maybe the fountain of youth is just living the life in the youth you are at the moment. And that's hard to do sometimes. And as I turn 40, it hasn't really kicked in yet. And maybe it'll kick in next week when the official day comes. But I think it'll just be another day where she's like, all right, this is the way it is. And there's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, every single day passes and you're like, I'm not getting any younger. And you remember those talks you had with your parents, like, oh, enjoy childhood while you can. And then you never, as you get older, you go, man, I didn't enjoy childhood as much as I could have. You look back on these relationships and you're like, I did not enjoy that person as much as I should have, or enjoyed that just those talks you would have late at night where you're both so tired, yet you stayed up and continued the conversation because you wanted that moment to keep going. And now those maybe don't come as fast as others do. Maybe they're a little bit more few and far between. And so when they do come up, savor that moment. And just because you might be getting older like I am, it doesn't mean that we should just neglect those normal everyday things. I always kind of make fun of my father-in-law when I go out to, when we go out to eat together. And we could go to McDonald's. We could go to a 5-star restaurant. We don't go to a 5-star restaurant, but let's just say we did. No matter what, when this man eats food, he thinks it's the most delicious thing he's ever put in his mouth. I mean, he just, and it's like, dude, are you making love to that Big Mac or what? You know, it's one of those things you just kind of have to laugh at. But in retrospect, when I look back on it, I'm just going, this is a man who's just enjoying the moment. And you can really tell that, even though sometimes I wonder if he's even listening to what I'm saying at times, I can tell a lot of times he's just like, he's kind of in his head and just going, I'm really enjoying my family right now. I'm really enjoying this moment that this person is around. And I think that's what we should all really strive to do, is just live in the moment. And like I said, I think I'm becoming a broken record on this subject the last 2 weeks. But like I said, I'm turning 40 and there's a lot of introspection going on of thinking about that. So, so the reason we enjoy things and the reason that they stay memorable to us, the reason things matter is because they leave us. And so knowing that, let's really try to focus on the present and enjoy the things while they're here. All right, let's do a segue and let's talk about what I did this past week. So segue, hit it. Yeah, so this past weekend, my wife and I went to St. Louis. We took the road trip up to St. Louis, which is not the nicest drive, just because you're in the freeway and then you go into like basically country roads where there is absolutely nothing on those country roads, like barely any gas stations, nowhere to stop and stretch your legs. Just kind of, I mean, it's just nothing, you know, and so the drive is only about 6 hours from where we're from, but it's not the greatest drive. You know, sometimes I like to stop at a good gas station, stretch my legs, get something to eat or whatever. And there's really nothing on the way to St. Louis from here. But We went to All Elite Wrestling, their pay-per-view Dynasty, this past weekend. I have never been to a pro wrestling pay-per-view in my life. Actually, no, I lied. I've been to WrestleMania once, like 10 years ago or whatever it was. But my wife has never been to any pro wrestling events, and pro wrestling was a huge part of like when I was 7 till I was like 19. Very huge part of my life. Then after I went to college, I got out of it for about 10 years. And then I decided, you know what, why not get back into it? And I really got back into it when a new organization started called All Elite Wrestling. And I've really enjoyed it the last 5 years. I think it's been out. I'm not super like, I don't watch it as intently as I did 3 years ago, but it's still something that I look forward to each and every week. And they had a pay-per-view in St. Louis. So I decided, hey, I'll go up there by myself, watch the show, drive back the next day. And then my wife was like, hey, I'll go with you. And I'm like, okay, let's try it out. And I got to see one of my favorite current wrestlers, Will Ospreay, just an amazing physical talent to see in person. And I know what you're probably saying, like pro wrestling. Oh my God. Hey, I get it. I totally get it. But it's one of those things that it's a escape from reality at times. It's fun to watch. It's something different, right? It's basically, it's fast food entertainment at times. But when you see some of the things these people can do, you're just like, oh yeah, there's no way I can do this. And that's what my wife said. She's like, some of the things they do, they make it look so effortlessly. And I hurt myself standing up at times. I'm like, hey, I get it. And some of these people I would tell her like, yeah, this guy's like 62 years old and he's able to do this. And it's just like, what are you talking about? And that's what's really cool to see sometimes is these people in front of you that are your age, 10 years younger, 20 years older, they're doing this crazy physical stuff and it humbles you, but it also, it kind of reinvigorates you like, you know what? I'm not in the grave just yet. And when you see some of the things that, for instance, like Will Ospreay does, and I think he's only 30, 31. So he's 9 years younger than I am. And obviously he's gifted in so many ways that I will never be. But, you know, it's like, you know, some of this is possible, you know, this can be done. Maybe not, I could not do that necessarily, but hey, it doesn't mean that, you know, I'm totally in the ground. I can't do anything. I've been on this weight loss journey for the past, I guess it's been a year now. Yeah. It's been a year that I'm down 50 pounds in a year, which is crazy because I was basically down 50 pounds in 7 months. In the last 5 months, I stayed the same. So, I mean, but, you know, I guess the good thing is that I've maintained my weight and I want to lose like another 30. But hey, you know, I'm not mad about losing that 50. I just want to get below 200 pounds just to say for once in my life since I was, what, 7th, 8th grade? God, I don't even know when I got 200. But then I could see a one there. But, you know, it's one of those things where I'm not trying to tell myself that I am done with life. Like I only am going to get bigger. My stomach's only going to get bigger. My physical ailments are only going to get worse as I get older. But like, no, I can still try to do these things. But yeah, we went up to St. Louis. We went to the City Museum, which is like this crazy, massive kind of like family museum that's all interactive. Just wild, the stuff you can do. You can get on the roof and they have all these like crazy slides. They got a school bus that's like looking over the building. Really cool place. We went to a really nice restaurant called Yellow Belly. Really good food. And then the next day we basically just went and did some shopping at a record store, went to some vintage clothing shops, and then went to the Dynasty pay-per-view. And it was great because we were on the edge of the arena, but like on the aisle. We had really good seats. It's a smaller arena. I think it only held like, let's say 10,000 people, if that, maybe like 7,000. I don't know. But it's a small kind of thing of like you're like a community college arena. So enough to have, but not like your massive, like if you've been to like, you know, Madison Square Garden, Staples Center, those like massive arenas. It's more of like a mid-size arena. But it was fun. It was 5 hours long, so it was really long, but what was so great about it, they did, you know, one match after the other. There's not really much downtime whatsoever. And I was worried that Bethany would get tired, she would get bored, but she seemed to be into it the whole time. And, you know, that was her first time to watch wrestling, really. I mean, it'll be on in the background sometimes, and she's just like, you know, okay, whatever. But she doesn't pay attention to it. It's not her thing. But she seemed to really enjoy the, you know, what was happening. And I think, you know, it's funny because now then she's like, oh, is that Orange Cassidy? Oh, is that Jack Perry? Oh, Jack Perry, you know, whatever. And that's cool that she's, you know, at least a like small interest in it now. You know, there's that thing that, hey, you know, hey, we both kind of like the same thing. She's obviously not going to be into it as much as I am, but it's not like, oh God, you know, and like roll your eyes type of thing. And sometimes I can do that with her when she's like, oh, I mean, luckily she's not really into The Bachelor like she used to be, but I was like, oh, The Bachelor or whatever. You know, if she was into like The Real Housewives, like, oh God, really? The Real Housewives, Vanderpump Rules, whatever. But it's cool that we've, you know, found thing that, hey, it's not like a roll eyes thing. And it's one of those things where you don't like to admit you like pro wrestling because there's still that stigma on it. Like, oh God, that's for, you know, white trash or whatever. Like people with no brain cells watches that or whatever. And so I don't even like to tell people I watch it because it's, there's that stigma, right? But we had a great time and then we drove back the next day and then back to reality, right? Back to work, back to the grind, all that kind of stuff. But yeah, it was a good trip. Had a great time in St. Louis. I would love to go to another event if possible, but yeah, so that's just kind of a quick, it's not much insight on everything. It was just, it was a good trip to see a pro wrestling pay-per-view in AEW. And yeah, that's what I did this past week. So let's take a quick segue, another segue back, and then we will wrap up the lunch hour for this week. Yep, so that's going to do it for this lunch hour for this week. I know it's not a full hour, but hey, you know, some people on their lunch hour need to eat every now and then, and I am desperately in need for some food. I have been eating all salads this week because after, you know, leaving St. Louis, I was like, oh man, I'm not getting all my steps in because usually I walk, you know, probably 15 to 20,000 steps a day. And there was, I think on the Sunday, even though we walked to the arena, it was only like a mile away. I think I only got like maybe like 7,000-8,000 steps. And I was like, oh God, you know, you got that Apple Watch, the rings just looking at you going, you're so pathetic. You can't even close this yellow ring. What are you doing with yourself? And so I was like terrified, like, oh God, I've probably gained all this weight back and whatever. Then I get on the scale and it was the exact same. So I've maintained the weight. So this week I was like, I'm going to eat salads for dinner and for lunch every single day. But they're actually really good. If you ever had those are like Taylor Farm salad kits. So you can get like Buffalo Ranch salad, everything bagel salad kit, steakhouse wedge salad kit. Oh, they're super good. Super good. And I just eat that for lunch and dinner. Sometimes I might, you know, cook some shrimp or whatever, add to it. Oh, it's delicious. So anyways, I hope you enjoyed this week's Lunchies Lunch Hour. And yes, we are finally on Apple Podcast. So if you want to hang out with me on your lunch hour once a week, that is possible. You can also get us on Spotify and wherever else you can find podcasts. Lunchies Lunch Hour should be there. So I just want to thank you for checking out the show. You can find our show also at Podbean, luncheslunchhour.podbean.com or whatever. Send me an email. I don't care. This podcast is for me. If you are along for the ride, hey, glad to have you. So until next time, I will talk to you later. Enjoy your lunch, and I will see you then. Take care.